What's up, guys? Lapsy here, and today I'm finna give y'all the best beginner guide on Blue Lock PW. I made an account, I did everything I could, you know, just blindly went in, did everything, learned as much as I can. I'ma put up a screen recorder of my account. I almost completed every single mission. They came out with some new missions today. I haven't done them yet because it's for some new training card summons, but I basically beat the whole game. I beat everything at its max except for trial to the top, because right now it's hard for us to level up because the workout gear hasn't come out yet. But since I basically done everything, I know the ins and out. I did some things that I learned from it. I'm finna basically give y'all the best beginner guide from my experience. As y'all can see, this is a fresh account. Because it's asked me to do the tutorial. I am going to go ahead and do the tutorial, even though I don't need to, just to do it again, just in case there is some extra rewards I can get for starting off. See, I'm G rank. I have absolutely nothing. I'm at the peak bottom right now. But we're going to do this summit, and I'm going to teach y'all every little thing that you should do. Okay, so some of y'all probably don't understand the summoning. If y'all see Kunigami right here, it's basically like a guaranteed SR. It could be guaranteed SSR. We don't know much about the summit yet. The game hasn't even been out not even 3 days yet. Pretty sure today is the third day that it's been out, or even the second day. But if it's Kunigami right here, it's a guaranteed SR. You're gonna take your shot. It's gonna be like orange. That's guaranteed SR too. If it was to like transform mid kick, it would be a SR. And if it break the net, I'm almost 100% sure that is a guaranteed SSR. If it breaks through the net. When y'all summoning, y'all want to have Kunigami. You want to have the everything orange, of course, the kick orange. Sometimes when you kick it, it will be like a little fake out, and it will go from blue, and then screen will shake, and it will go to orange. The final animation, it will hit the net, and then the net will rip. Talking about summons, I'm finna tell y'all the best people y'all should aim for, like 100%. So, firstly, Nagi and Ryo, get these two. Want to get Mitoma on this car. You want to aim for Bachira. You want to aim for Raikou. He's probably the third best person on this card. Fourth, I'm gonna put Nagi and Ryo first, and I'm gonna put Mitoma a third, and then I will put Rachi. I'll put him at a respectful fourth. Bachira, on his personal opinion, he's fifth in my opinion. And following up by that, it would be Baro and Kunigami. But I will say this, there is a free Isagi that you can get, and you can max him out. It's like a no-brainer to get him to max, just because of how easy it is to max him out and how he could potentially be your best character. The reward systems for him, it just gives you everything to max him out. So it's the best character to get by far, but he won't last. It's a gacha game, better characters gonna come out. I can see him lasting for the next month or two. He's a great starter point. I would say that. Finna go right here. Finna do my free solo summon. Alright, so I'm pretty sure it's finna be Kunigami. Okay, yes, it's Kunigami. Guaranteed SR. SR. So, kick was orange, SR, no fake out, didn't run through the net. To get like 4 SRs, got more. It's guaranteed SR. That don't mean it's not a chance for you to get an SSR, by the way. Didn't really get nothing again. Got another Noggin Rio. I am getting so unlucky right now. We're going to summon on this card. Far enough, not really a good start, but now that we're past it, I'm gonna go ahead and accept everything, get all my gifts. Boom, we got all the gifts. So they gave us more Isagis. We got the two free Isagis. We got this Isagi, he's free too, but these right here, these are so hard to get right now. It's almost impossible to level people up because of this alone. But yeah, first thing y'all want to do when y'all load into the game is training. first thing I'm gonna do is that I'm actually going to add my email to my account so I can get more coins. Now that I linked my account, I got an extra 300 gems, got my egg, First thing y'all wanna do is y'all wanna train. Some of y'all don't know how to add people to y'all team. So once you summon, first thing you do is you look at player list / unlock players. Y'all look, y'all see, oh, I got these players unlocked. Okay, that's me. I can add them to my team. You got to train players. See, let me also show y'all. It's like train players. You can't add nobody to your team until you train them. So go train players, edit team, and you double click on one, nobody pops up. And that's just solely because of the fact that you summon them, but you still need to train them. There's a difference between enhancing players and training. But I'm going to level up this Isagi to level 20. Just because of the fact that he is the one that I'm about to train. So I'm going to go into training. I'm going to select. We can't do this yet because we need to have a B rank team right now with G. But I am going to train. Once we get the B rank, it's going to change everything. But I'm going to select this Isagi. Going to press next. This Isagi is more of a technical player, and how y'all figure that out is that you just click on details. It will show y'all right here their growth rate when they're training, and for Isagi, he's equal on all ends. But if we was to get, and you can also look at training ability. There's also symbols right here. This little star is intelligence. It's a rhombus, right? Oh my god, I'm about to get cooked in the comments. This rhombus, yo, please let me write. This rhombus is technical. This is speed. If y'all get confused and y'all don't know what is what, y'all can just look up here. Heart, stamina, speed, yada yada yada. It's gonna tell y'all the character build right here. It got the heart. It says Isagi is a stamina build, but he's a any and everything build. Y'all see these cards, alright? I like to categorize these cards. This gold card is a level 2 card. This dribbling card as well is a level 3 card. The stats you get from each one is tremendously more. The base cards, you're going to get probably like 20-30 stats. This card, you're going to get probably like 100 stats. And the level 3 card, you're going to get like 100 stats, like from base stats on. That's not including the multiplier that we're going to see. All right, I'm not finna do nothing extra. We just go press auto edit. Go press technical, same changes. Next. Start train. So we get 24 turns. I'm going to go into details on everything you need to do. This exercise machine is for more physical and stamina. The shuttle, this is for more towards speed, but you get a boost towards stamina, power. Just look at the stats. Y'all gonna see what's good for good. I am trying to make more of a technical speed build. So I'm going to more or less focus on dribbling and speed. And all of these will go up as I'm leveling it up. Just gonna go for dribbling. Okay. Dribbling again. Okay, so now that we did a few runs, 2 to be exact. If y'all pay attention to the conditioning, it says good. That's not really good. There are 5 conditions. In this one, there's only 4. There is awful. It's not bad. It's good. It's best. It is extreme, and it's awakened. So there's 6. I'm sorry. In this one, we can't get awakened. For this, we want to stay within the best and the extreme. So as soon as it go to good, break. Only time you don't want to break is if you get a gold card or a silver card or a level 2 and a level 3 card. So I'm gonna press break. Extreme. I got best. Okay, that's good. It's okay. I am getting unlucky with cards right now, though. I'm getting, probably because the characters I got. Oh, and one thing that I have learned is that skills are more important than stats. I learned that. Because I done had a few characters that was like SS7, S6, blah, yada, 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 with clearly better stats all around by like 1,000, 2,000 more stats. But I would have a character with better skills with a higher that count just because I had a ton more skill. Finally, we got a goal. Now I can show y'all the difference. Y'all can see it says plus 70, 23, 23. If I click on this, it's going to say 16, 24, 7. In this one, there's like no really a way that you can boost how much this upgrade unless you was in the save blue lock training, which I'm going to talk to y'all about in a future video. But since right now we're on this, that's the talks about this. The three most important stats that every character must have is technical, speed, and intelligence. The reason why I say this is because of play style. If you have a high technical and a good physical, but low speed and intelligence, you need to play dribbling. If you have a high technical and a high speed, you need to play aggressive. If you have a high technical, high intelligence, or if you need to play smart. If you have a high speed and a high intelligence, you can play You need to play passing or speed. Technical is more for dribbling. Speed is more for aggressive. Intelligence is more for passing. You don't never want to upgrade your physical, in my opinion. I seen that my physical go up a great amount from just training it normally. Let me stop yapping. Let me just train this 300%. So I'm going to get 3 times as fast. And I end up getting 207. Another good thing to point out is that the more people that you have under each exercise, the more stats you're going to get. I am going to train my intelligence though. Ooh, it's already pretty low. You know what? Since my intelligence is already pretty low, I'm gonna ignore it. I should get a practice game. I have not got a practice game. And also, sometimes when you get a training, if you click and hold on it, it will show you if you can learn a skill from it too, from earlier. If y'all want to see, like, if you can learn a skill from certain training. All right. I don't know why I did that. I should have rested. Break. 100% break. Extreme. Give me extreme. Please, for the love of God. I'm not getting no orange cards. I'm not getting no extreme. Thank you. Hey. Ribble. 500. 300. It's okay. So, when y'all do y'all practice game, I say it's best to work instead of paying attention to your, like, how strong there is. You need to focus on your person. So, since Monster is technical and speed, I'm going to be aggressive, even from distance. The first one shouldn't be hard. Finally, a gold card with extreme. All right. I'm expecting a 400, 500 times multiplier. So I should get either 200 times. Yeah, or I should get 200 stats or 50, probably even 300. I know. So 150. First character, don't expect nothing crazy. Another factor is that I don't have any of my characters leveled up as well. None of your characters are leveled up, so you're not going to get all the training boosts. I'm just so used to getting crazy numbers because my character was level 50. Finally, a 400 times multiplier on little stat. At least I got it. That's my second one. I should have got it when I had it on extreme. My technical is a B now. So I think I'm finna go ahead and leave my technical alone. I'm gonna try to focus on my speed now. Wait, was my condition good? My condition. I need to lock in. Alright, so this is a situation where I actually need to look at the other team stat because they're pretty close to me. But I do have speed advantage and technical advantage over the whole team. I'm pretty sure they have the health advantage on me and intelligence. But if I play aggressive, I should win. It'll be like 3-0. No. I do want to point out your team stats, like when you're training, is based off of your person stats. So the higher stats that the person you're training have, the better stats the other people have. Or the other people that's on your team gonna have. And I'm not expecting to do nothing crazy right now just because of the fact that just training. And this is just like a beginner tutorial on what y'all should do. And just me talking through as I play as well. I'm gonna go back into speed. I want to get my speed to a B before this is done. This is the last one, right? Yeah, this is the last one. I got one more turn after it. I'm pretty sure I can get my Pretty sure I can get my speed to a B. Once this match finishes, it should give me the stats to push me towards a B or this lecture. Nope. But yo, I should get a B now. Look at this team. Ooh, I might lose this. I'm definitely going to. I do have the speed advantage. Isagi might have to carry. I gotta play aggressive. That's the only way I'm beating this team is if I be more aggressive. It's gonna be a draw. I lose 2-1. This is me making a prediction. It's 1-3-1. There is no science behind it. It's just me making predictions. But we lost. It's okay. First character. It would have been crazy if I did this first try or beat this first try with my very first training. So, okay. Yeah, this is a B character. Yeah. Now we completed all the missions. We finna get a bunch of stuff that we can train with. The higher level your person is, the better you can train. Close team. Enhance a lot. Player enhance. Alright. We go ahead and train you up. Get you to level 45. Since we just got done training that person, we're gonna go to edit team. We're gonna go to change position. And boom, there is the there's the Isagi that we just trained. His stat level is 12,000. When we doing the first one, we should really be aiming for like 15,000, 16,000. But okay. But yeah, I'm just gonna press confirm. Or you can just press auto edit. And I'll automatically do it for you if you don't wanna just tap the individual. Alright, so now that we're in rivalry battle. Regular matches, no point in doing this unless you're trying to get like duplicates of some characters, and the duplicates are complete RNG. Pretty sure all of these are 2-star characters, but when you go against a pretty strong team, no, that pretty sure that's a, I don't know, I could be wrong, but that's a definite. Let me double check. But a hard regular. Yeah, no, that's definitely. You're gonna come across some teams that's like, say, super hard, super rare, or something like that, and they're gonna have 3-star characters that you can get. So this is only good for when you're short by like, when you're leveling up a character and you're short by like one duplicate, 1 to 5 duplicate. When you're short by 1 to 5 duplicate. This is the one that I was telling y'all about where y'all can trade and get max out Goichi, basically. Just go to trade and post. Trade them and I do my math. Y'all basically want to get 7,200 medals. You will be able to get all of the shards for this Isagi. But since we did get a few Isagi for free, we won't need like 60 of these medals. Let me check my phone. Yeah, so basically, you don't need to get all of them. I'm still off by like 18 of them because my Isagi is max. I didn't need get it, so I can't even pray to get it even if I wanted to. So you really just need to get 5,040 medals. They do give you a ton of like stamina items too as you go on. Shop, if you want my opinion, the only things that's worth it in the shop, this is a free-to-play account, so I won't be getting this. Firstly is this, the pass worth it. None of the gem packs. You only get one steak for $67. The gems are okay, but these training items for $70, basically, you can't even train one character to max. Not even a max. You can't even train them to like level 60. The tab I tell y'all to stay on is limited time if y'all going to bust them. Here's a three player exchange ticket, the beginner support pack worth. Everything on the beginner support pack worth it. Release creation pack also worth it. The release growth moment not worth it. I would say this is only worth it if you've already got the beginner support pack and the release commemoration pack and the 3-star play exchange. It's the beginner guide. I am going to immediately record another video as like in this video, and I am going to do some, you know, off screen training. Y'all going to see me progressively get better. I'm not just gonna go from G plus rank to S rank immediately. If y'all like the video, like, subscribe. Y'all for watching. Leave a comment down below if y'all have any questions.